really, with Black Friday, whether you're having a sale or not, we want to look at still keeping in mind our core content. So still sharing our story in relation to this time of year. Still really thinking about our audience and our community. How are they feeling right now, and what messages do they need to hear?
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting 3 times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically.
Black Friday officially happens next week, but for so many businesses, I mean, I feel like I saw Black Friday sales in literally September. So for many, it has already started. But regardless of whether you're doing a Black Friday sale or not, this podcast is going to give you a lot of actionable ideas and strategies to use in the next 2 weeks, because it is one of the noisiest and loudest times on social media. And whether you're doing a sale or not, you really want to be prepared, because how we look at social and marketing our business is different. Let's start with if you're not having a Black Friday sale, which totally respect. And like for many small businesses, it doesn't make sense. But that doesn't mean that you are quiet or that you are not posting during this time, because people have their wallets out. They're in the headspace of making purchases. So even if you're not having a Black Friday sale, I still want you promoting your business during this period, that you are still sending emails, you're still posting, because people are making purchase decisions. And the key thing here is letting them know, giving them a little bit of a heads up that, hey, we're not having a Black Friday sale, and here's why. That personal storytelling goes such a long way. And as small businesses, it is really like our superpower that we can tell these stories and give this personal connection that big multinational corporations can't. So if you're not having a Black Friday sale, share that with your audience. Don't tiptoe around it, but instead really open up the conversation when you are talking about, you know, the realities of small businesses and why in a lot of cases Black Friday sales don't make sense, or in for like a small business's bottom line. Those are conversations that need, like, deserve to be had, and you can have those conversations and your community will really respect you for that. And that is a great way to show up in your community's feeds and inboxes throughout this heavy, like, sale, buy period with that personal connection. And that's what makes people make those purchase decisions. Like, when they feel connected to a small business, that's why they're choosing to buy from you versus, let's say, like, Amazon or a bigger business that is running a big Black Friday sale. So I really want you to think about that. If you are not having a Black Friday sale, is like, how can I talk about it? And the reason why I'm not, maybe it's just like you don't like Black Friday. Maybe it is about, you know, you've already priced your products at certain prices and to ensure things are fair all year round. Whatever it means for you, share that with your audience. So I want to see an email like this week to your audience ahead of Black Friday. I want to see some posts on social. And then next week, like during the actual Black Friday days, reminding that, hey, we're not having Black Friday, but these are the products. Like, these are still the gifts you can buy under $25, or this gift card is for this person. So still showing up and sharing your business, because your business deserves that recognition. And if you are having a Black Friday sale, same. And we're going to chat chat through not just like marketing things that I want you to consider, but also the self-care piece of it. Because what I don't want to happen is for you to have these big goals and plans for Black Friday, but then to get burnt out on day two of your sale and not be able to do it to the same level that you were hoping for and maybe budgeting for in your back end. So on the marketing side, there's all these things that we can keep in mind, but none of that can happen or happen to the level that maybe we want it to if we're not taking care of ourselves and really being intentional about how we're planning for this time. So for me, I actually had this like, I wanted it to be different this year. I didn't want to do Black Friday. I was like, I want to do my own thing. I'm going to make it Pink Friday, and it's going to be the week before Black Friday. And the only reason is just because I thought it would be fun. But looking at my calendar, where my cycle was didn't line up well to do this week. Not a week that I wanted to be full-blown marketing and in stories all the time, talking all those pieces. So I actually made a decision to do it for a typical Black Friday period, so that I knew my body and my mind were going to be more in it. So probably a little bit too late to make those kind of changes at this point, but something I want you to consider like going forward when you are planning launches and planning promo periods is like keeping in mind your cycle. If there's certain times of the year, month, all those things that affect your ability to show up, appreciating those and not trying to fight against them, but like listening to your body in that sense. So in terms of Black Friday being next week, things you can do now is set aside time in your calendar, some breaks, making sure you have time in your calendar on like the marketing side for Instagram stories, like not thinking it's gonna be like, oh, this thing that I'm gonna like do when I have the time, because you know, the days are gonna be busy. So putting aside the time that you're showing up in stories, that you have time to chat with people in the DMs, to be engaging actively in your community, that's going to make it feel like you have a little bit more breathing room. Thinking ahead to how you can prep food and like the basic necessities for yourself. Like, can you meal plan? Can you prep some of that stuff? Can you make sure you have snacks and all those things, maybe some like extra treats or like your favorite drinks around, so that you have those little like dopamine hits during your Black Friday sale. I want you to think about what are your off hours? And so maybe that's making sure at 6 p.m. each day you are deleting Instagram off your phone, or you're putting your phone in another room. And like one of the best things you can do is after that heavy promo period is done, doing a little break from social. So like whether it's a day or two or a little bit longer, just to give yourself that reset after being on for so long and being so active and promoting your business, you want to have that little like breathing space for you. Whether or not you're doing a Black Friday sale, some of the things you can do to make the content creation for the next few weeks a little bit easier for you is looking back at your November 2024, maybe even looking at November 2023 too, and seeing what content performed the best and simply reposting that or repurposing it. Because when you are going so heavy into promoting a sale, or maybe you're not having a sale and you're looking for content that is really going to work on fostering your community, looking back at what you did last year is a great way to do that. Like what performed well? What can I just like update a bit and reshare? And I have like the best, I have a really good example of this. So for the last couple of years, I've done a carousel of graphics that are Christmas songs or sayings changed to be about supporting small businesses. So the first one is, 'tis the season to be jolly, but be jolly is crossed out and it says shop small. So 'tis the season to shop small. Second one is, all I want for Christmas is you. you is crossed out and it says your likes, comments, and shares. Third one, tis the season to be jolly, but now it's tis the season to leave 5-star Google reviews. And the last one, all I want for Christmas is more customers like you. So this is a carousel that I have repurposed for at least 3 years. It always performs well because it's really speaking to my community of small business owners and the importance of supporting small business owners, especially around the holiday season. And it's always performed well. It is a easy content piece for me because I am repurposing it every year. This year, I literally copy and pasted the caption from last year. And this year, it went viral. So it reached, I had 175,000 views, more than 2,500 likes, up 2,000 shares, 300 reposts, 400 saves, and led to, let's scrolling here, look at my analytics, 100 new follows. So that is the power of repurposed content. It doesn't have to take you time for it to be good content. And if you have put the time in the past to create that content, let's reshare it. Because even if anyone noticed that this was a post from last year, no one said anything and no one cares. Because it's still honing in on like this key message of my business about supporting small businesses. It is supporting my community and it's good content. So if I put the time in to create it, I should reshare it. And it is one of my top performing posts of all time. And it is a copy and pasted repost. So that is one way you can alleviate some of the content creation weight and stress from you this November. And I talked about that if you're not doing a sale, I want you to talk about it. The same thing if you are doing a sale and it's not your norm, let's talk about this. So making a post about why you are doing a Black Friday sale this year, or just in general, like why you want to do this. I have a client who for years didn't do Black Friday, and last year was their first year just based on the changes to the economy and shopping habits. They saw it as an opportunity to, you know, boost those sales leading to the holiday season. They also recognized that their audience is also had a tough year and having a Black Friday sale was really a win-win to support their community and giving them a discount and support their business in terms of increasing sales before the holiday season. So that was last year. We didn't really talk about the reason. We kind of just said, hey, we're having a Black Friday sale, our first time ever, and shared those details. This year, we made a post about why we're doing Black Friday. So talking about why, like for years we had never done one and now we are, and here's what's changed. And the same thing is true about talking about why you aren't doing a sale. If you're talking about why you are doing a sale, it still is that personal connection, and that honesty and openness really goes a long way in terms of building trust with your community and can be the decision maker for them of like, okay, yep, this is who I want to buy from. Like if they're looking at different gift options or businesses they could support, they're going to be like, yeah, that's the one I want to support, because there is that connection and that openness that we don't see from big corporations. So being able to talk about it on both sides is a big opportunity. And anytime you can actually like talk to the camera about it and have those conversations, show up, show your face, share your voice, that is really going to go a long way. Really, with Black Friday, whether you're having a sale or not, we want to look at still keeping in mind our core content. So still sharing our story in relation to this time of year. Still really thinking about our audience and our community. How are they feeling right now, and what messages do they need to hear? And then thinking about, okay, how can I promote my product or service? Because the story content and the content that really centers your community, that is what warms up your audience and warms up your potential customers, so that when those posts are with your gift guides, with your FAQ about your service, that's what's gotten them ready to make that purchase decision. So making sure that even when we are in this heavy promotional period leading up to the holidays, that we're still rounding out our content and leading with our story and our community, because that makes it easy for people to want to support you when they know your story and they can see that your business understands them and where they're at. And yes, I will be participating in Black Friday again this year with 6 and 12 month passes for the Social with Kat Club. So some big discounts when you join the club, with some juicy discounts. I can't wait to share more with you next week. And until then, I will see you on social, sharing your story and showing up for your community.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's Cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.